Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me a
dream. It's on the internet. Cutest that
I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips like roses. It's a great program. And tell him
that his lonesome nights. Here's the Sandman.
Good morning. Well, Wednesday, Chairman Powell announced a 25 basis point rate hike for the first time since 2018. This isn't Russia from love, or Russia with love, I guess. But what should you be doing with your bonds right now? That's right. James Bond, what should you do with your bonds? Rates are rising, and look, they're going to keep rising for the rest of this year. So what should you do? It's a great question. Of course, we have you covered this morning. We go through our playbook for rising rates today on Protect Your Assets. Our investment strategy team has put together a timely playbook for rising rates. And we'll go over that today. So good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. The Fed just raised rates for the first time in almost 4 years. It's been a while since we've seen any rising rates. And year to date, the 10-year Treasury has risen from 1.63% to now 2.15. That's over a 50 basis point rise, or more than one half of 1%, in less than 3 months. What's that done to your account? Well, let's add to that investment-grade credit and high-yield spreads have widened beyond their long-term historical average. And in my view, there's some opportunity right now. Where? How? How can you earn more interest on your money that's sitting at the bank, sitting in cash, earning nothing? Well, rising rates don't mean you have to earn nothing. There are areas where you can make more interest, put more in your pocket. So stick with me for the entire show this morning as we talk about rising rates and what you need to know when it comes to your bonds.
Bond. James Bond.
Now let's get started. Well, yep, the big news this week, at least in the financial world, was the Fed. The Fed raised rates by 0.25%, and they said there's more to come. So the markets this week, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. We've been saying this for months now, that it was really all about the Fed. And this week showed that, because after the Fed was done, the market liked it. And the Dow was up this week 5.5%. Boy, isn't that a pleasure to hear after all the volatility we've seen lately? S&P up 6.2%. And the NASDAQ was up 8.2% for the week. So those are really good raises in the market. Now, a lot of people get impatient and they want to jump around and try and time the market. I got to tell you right now, that is not the way to do it. Because this week and the previous week show you that it's virtually impossible to know when to get in and when to get out and then when to get back in again. So you've got to be really careful about that. You got to be patient. You got to stop listening to TV. And you got to make sure that your risk assessment, your riskalyzed tool that we use, is right on track. If it's not, you got a problem. It's that simple. The 10-year Treasury, like I just said, 2.15%. It's going up. Rates are rising. You heard it from Chairman Powell this week. Oil settled in at $103 a barrel. Oil is up 37% this year. Well, the NASDAQ still off 11.2, still in correction territory. But the Dow and S&P, not so bad anymore, just down 4.4 and 6.4% for the year, respectively. And bonds, for those of you who are skittish about the market, those of you who don't like taking risks, those of you who had fixed income, well, guess what? You're down 5.2% for the year. Right. So, you know, remember, just because you have fixed income doesn't necessarily mean you're safe from losing money. And in this rising interest rate environment, which you are in right now, this is entirely different. So markets here to date have made some big moves. And these moves came on in the last few weeks. And the significant developments have come in the wake of the March Fed FOMC meeting, like I've been talking about. And so today I wanted to provide a technical take on some of the most followed equity indexes out there, treasury yields, commodities, and currencies. This is, after all, my market segment. And let's take a look. So in equities, the equal weight S&P 500 index. Notice I said equal weight. We're not just talking about the S&P. The symbol is RSP. It continues to handily outperform the SPY. You notice the theme this morning? It's actually an index, SPY, SPY. Take a look at it. With the former down 4.13%, while the later, the SPY, is down 7.67%. RSP is trading as I would expect it, given the underperformance of the heavyweight tech, which dominates that sector. Now on the charts, RSP and SPY look pretty similar. But the important factor is the outperformance. In fact, that RSP's worst drawdown, when we look at this over the year, was less than 9%, while SPY was more than 12% from the early 22 highs. Now, from a style standpoint, I keep talking about this, and if you've missed it, I don't think it's over, but you've missed it in a big way, in some way. So when people say to me, well, my performance wasn't that great this year. Well, were you involved in it in January? From a style standpoint, value, VTV, is down a lot less than 1% on the year, while growth, VUG, 15% down. I mean, it's massive. So value continues to outperform growth, and that reinforces my preference that I've been talking about, which is value over growth. Let's turn to commodities. The commodity ETF you could follow is DBC. Now, these are all symbols I'm throwing out there. You can go look them up. Please read the prospectus on them so you know what you're doing. But the matter of fact is these are just, at the moment, ETFs I'm talking about. DBC. Very well defined, despite the recent volatility we've seen in the oil market. The wild swings you're seeing in this index are, of course, a result of oil. But I think commodities should continue to outperform this year. Now, DBC is notably higher. The index is about 23% year to date up, while equities are still, as I said above, in their negative territory. The financials, the ETFs you could follow are XLF, KRE, KBE, regional banks, KRE. They're outperforming. And these ETFs are actually mildly positive on the year. Why? Again, because of the theme of rising rates. Now, finally, I think a bottom right now could be forming in tech. Why? You could look at the sector XLK. And this is due to the fact that now we have some clarity, at least a little more clarity on what the Fed's going to do. Everything was worried about a half a point rise on Wednesday. Didn't happen. It was quarter, which is what we were saying the last few weeks. And that's what happened. In the bond market, yields are higher across the curve. But what I'm concerned about right now is the flatness, the middle part of the curve, I call that the belly of the Treasury. Now, I want to be clear about this. The inversion we saw this past week, we did see an inversion in the 5 and the 10 years Wednesday, and then in the 7 and the 10s. This is not healthy from the bond market perspective, but it's also not the recession indicator that you get with the 10-2s that I keep talking about. So, yes, there are new lows in the 10-2 spread, and you know I keep watching that. If it gets below 18 on the spread, that's an indicator we're going in the wrong direction. How do you figure that out? You take the 10-year. Yesterday it closed at 2.15%. You got the 2-year at 1.95. You do the math, that's 0.20. 20 basis points. We're getting close, but we're not there yet. And as we start to get closer to that number or go through it or have the inversion, that is a recessionary signal in the bond market. We're not there yet. Okay, so take a deep breath. Now, what about economics? What's going on in the economic front? Well, this week, more signs of inflation. You had the weekly jobless claims number. This hit the lowest level we've seen in 2022. The jobless claims fell to 15,000. 214,000 was the number. The estimate was 221,000. So that's a pretty good number. And this shows that there's a positive trend in the labor market. And that's a result of Omicron fading away, thank goodness. And so those are good signals. That's also inflationary, and that's why people are saying maybe we haven't peaked yet. Now, this week we saw some other interesting things happen. We saw the Empire State Manufacturing Index. This is all the East Coast stuff that people are making. And the number this early, this part of the week, was not very good. It fell. This is the first contraction we've seen since the depth of the pandemic. But then the Philadelphia Fed came out, and that was really good. That showed a lot of growth, actually. And so that was a positive. So the market's sending mixed signals right now, and we're just trying to figure them out. But the issues still remain about the supply chains. And if you know, like I do, maybe you're ordering things off Amazon or you're trying to get that new refrigerator or what have you, you can't get it. Still taking time to get it to be delivered. And those are the supply chain issues because all that stuff's sitting out in the bay and those ships, right? So as that unwinds itself, hopefully that'll get better. But the bottom line from that is the upbeat numbers from the Philly Fed report was welcomed. And this was, again, a counter to what we saw earlier in the week. So the one thing that remains consistent across all the data that I'm looking at right now is that inflation has not yet peaked. And given the latest sprint higher in energy prices, oil, they're not expected to peak anytime in the immediate future. And that will leave the threat of stagflation out there. And the Fed having to hike rates, like they said, Wednesday. They're pretty clear about this. And the reason they do that is to curb that from happening so we don't run into a problem. That's what they're doing. Commodities continue to go higher, and that's because the dollar's lowering. The oil outperformed, copper rose, and gold gained slightly, again, because some of the rates dropped. Now, what about rates? Let's talk a little about rates. And then I'm going to get more into this because there's a lot to talk about today when it comes to rate and your fixed income and your bonds. And where is the opportunity right now? Well, let's look globally. You have to look globally. And in Europe right now, the euro gained 0.52% against the dollar because the European Eurozone HICP, it's known, it's our CPI equivalent, it was slightly hot, came in at 5.9%. So the euro right now, if you're thinking of going to Europe, not a bad time to do it. Still, it's relatively reasonable. Longer term, there's a downtrend against the dollar. Dollar's still pretty strong. And that trend overall I'm seeing right now in the greenback is bullish. And that will continue until we see signs that our economy can't weather the Fed hikes, which slows things down. So right now, we're still looking pretty good. And I think as long as the fundamentals are, we're good. If you're going to turn to bonds, treasuries are trending lower in terms of the overall price. Yields are moving higher. We're seeing that. And now that's starting to affect your fixed income. So in the months and quarters ahead, yields I expect to rise. And that's going to mean one thing to your fixed income portfolio, your safe money, which, by the way, I just said you were down 5% year to date on. So coming up next, now that the Fed has started and said they're going to continue to raise rates for the first time in 4 years, what do you need to know and what should you be doing right now so you don't lose any more money? Find out when I come back. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. A cold
finger. Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. And this week it's all about bonds. As the Fed decided they want to raise rates. That's exactly what they did. And now that they are, your bonds are under attack. I am David Hollander, the Sandman, and our goal is to help our listeners live a more productive, less stressed out life when it comes to your money, taxes. And of course, I am a lawyer and your estate planning needs. So last Wednesday, we've been talking about this for months. The Fed met and they decided to tell us that they wanted to raise rates for the first time in 4 years by 0.25, 0.25%. That's exactly what they did. But what was really important about that testimony was what they said for the coming months and about inflation. They're concerned about it. First of all, they wanted it. They said, we want it. We want it above 3 and we want it rising. We think there's a somewhat misty, mystical range in there that we like to see. We want to see it for a while. And that's what they were saying. And then now they've got it and it's certainly there. And we all know it. Drive by the gas station. You can see it. Buy anything these days. Food. So expensive, isn't it? Anyway, everything's expensive. That's inflation. So the testimony was clear. They're concerned about it. They want to raise rates. Some people are saying 7 times this year. That's right. It's a lot. So you just have to do the math. If they raise a quarter point every single time, 0.25 times 7, that's a lot. And as rates rise, guess what? You lose money on your bonds.
Bond. James Bond.
And year to date, the 10-year Treasury has risen from 1.63 to 2.15. And this fact has affected your money. And you may be saying, well, why am I losing money on my statement? What's going on? Well, the first thing you have to understand is the strategies that worked well for you during the last 10 years, which I'm going to call a sustained bull market, may not work in the environment that we're in right now. And this environment is setting up. It's like teeing up a golf ball. It's teed up. It's ready to strike. And you want to hit a certain way if you want a certain result. Second point I want to make this morning is you need to go on the defense right now. For those of you who like football or baseball, for that matter, you know there's a huge difference between an offensive setup and a defensive setup. And right now we need to be talking to our Coach DeRuiter, the defense guy, the strategy guy. What do you have to do? Rising rates are here, and you need to think about your safe money. Well, I understand maybe you want to just leave it in the bank in cash because that feels safe. But that is not a strategy. That's called losing money. because inflation is eating away at your principal. Anywhere from 3.5% to 7%, depending on what you look at. Big numbers that you're losing year by year by year by year. So this morning, I want to educate you. I want to help you understand this because the bond market is difficult. It's confusing. But there are opportunities if you know what to do. So let's start with some bond basics. 007 has a license to kill. Oh, sorry, wrong bond. When interest rates rise, bonds lose value. Write that down. When interest rates rise, your bonds, your fixed income, loses value. Most bonds pay what's known as a coupon. In the old days when I started, I still remember this. Clients used to come in the office with these little coupons that they would pull off the piece of paper, hand it to us, and we'd give them interest. Kid you not. And I used to use those coupons when I'd go to the supermarket to get my 15% off or 20 cents off, whatever I was buying at the time. Now they're all digital on your phone. What would you do without your phone? Can you imagine? I like to put it away when I get home. Anyway, I digress. When interest rates rise, the only way that a fixed coupon can equate to a higher interest rate is if the buyer, here's the trick, pays less for the bond. Your question is, well, how much less? What are we talking about here? I hate to give you the attorney answer. It depends. It depends on, among other things being equal, the bond's duration. Write that word down. Duration. Duration is the same thing as maturity or end date. And what you want to do is you want to multiply the change in interest rates by the bond's duration. And then you're going to have an estimate of the change in price. So here we go. Here, you're going to learn right now. Interest rates have gone up this year by, I already told you this on the 10-year, a little over 50 basis points. That's 0.50 on the 10-year. A bond that had a duration when this all started of 10 will lose 5%. See the math I just did? I took the duration, I multiplied it by the maturity, and that gave me how much I lost in my principal. In this case, 5%. You're down 5%. And you remember at the top of the show, I talked about that. You're down 5%. I'm losing money. Well, yes and no. Have you sold it yet? No. You going to keep holding on to it? Probably, because you don't know what to do. And you'll lose more money. It's just that simple. Your portfolio will go down. You'll see negatives on your statement. You'll say, why? Why? It's supposed to be safe. Well, I'm trying to explain to you bonds this morning. It's a different animal. The longer the maturity of your bond, the more you will lose. And that's a longer maturity bond is more sensitive to a change in interest rates than your shorter maturity bond. Again, I'm assuming all being equal. I know you're going to get, you know, well, what about this type of bond? And what about that? I know. Look, this is basic education right now. So as interest rates keep rising, the value of your bonds will go down. That's right. And particularly if they have an average maturity as opposed to one that's fixed, meaning that if you have a fund with a bunch of different maturities in it, it's going to be more volatile than if you own just, say, one bond. Let me give you some more examples. Let's say you have a $100,000 bond portfolio made up of various different bonds. If U.S. interest rates rise 1% over the course of this year, which I expect them to do, and you have a 20-year zero coupon bond, well, you just lost 20 grand of principal. 20 grand, boom, gone. Yep, you're going to feel it. If you had a long-term bond fund that had an 8-year duration, you would lose 8 grand. And if you have a short-term bond fund, which is what I've been advocating for a while, with a two-year duration, you would lose $2,000 of your principal. Okay? What's important about this is that you go and check your statements right now. I want you to look at the value of your bonds as of December 31st, 21. Then compare it to the February 28th statement and what happened to your principal. You're going to see what I'm talking about right there. I know retirement's full of complicated choices. When do you claim your Social Security? How do you choose the best fixed income portfolio for yourself right now? Which pension option should you pick for you and your spouse? And how do you make more interest in this rising interest rate environment and not lose principal? These are all very good questions. And if your plan right now is not answering those questions or you're not sure, then you could be exposed. You know what Warren Buffett says about those who are exposed? Well, when the tide goes out, you see who's exposed. So find out if you're exposed right now and what's going to happen this year. Pick up the phone and give me a call. 866-776-8328. To give you a second opinion, specific numbers, at no charge if you call us right now. 866-776-8328. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say rising rates are all that matters when it comes to your bonds. Is that true? There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
I don't need love.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Diamonds are forever.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. And this morning we are talking all about bonds. Because the Fed raised rates for the first time in many, many years. And the bond market is reacting. And these signals are sending smoke signals, if you will, into the air. And I'm helping you interpret what's coming. This is The Sandman, and our goal is to help you live a more productive, less stressed out life when it comes to your money. It's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't know.
So here's one they say. They say that rising interest rates are all that matters when it comes to your bonds. Is that true? Well, it's true that the Fed and rising rates, even globally, which we're seeing all around the world, is an influence on your bonds. But, of course, there are other things that you need to consider and pay attention to as you look at this area of your portfolio. And I want to start with what seems kind of obvious, global events. Consider this. The Russian war is affecting developed Europe. How? Well, specifically economically. Because the rising price of oil is causing a shortage of production, and this will matriculate down to earnings. Moreover, if you owned Russian bonds, as you know, Bonds have become virtually worthless and hard to get your money out of or back. There's a lot going on right now in that space. Likewise, if you own bonds, say, in France or Germany, or funds, international bond funds specifically, then the revenues of the companies that are in those funds could be affected by the slowdown that's happening right now across developed Europe. And that is spilling over to your higher yielding, higher, more speculative emerging markets. Does that mean you sell them right now and you run? No, you don't. You just don't do it. Even though the value of your bond funds can go down as companies start to report their earnings and the business viability over the coming months, you could get out now on some of those if you think it makes sense, but you're going to have to pick when you get back in. So you got to be careful about that. And a lot of that information is already baked into the price. So it's true that it is a good idea to have your funds diversified, not only in domestic bonds, but also international. And as you saw this past week, if you try and time that, you can get stung. It's very difficult, almost impossible. So realize right now when you're looking at these things and you're seeing the values that are down more than others, maybe, particularly internationally, that they could be the reasons that we just mentioned, not just the rising rates. All right. And maybe it's a little overdone because the future is uncertain. Make sense? Now let's discuss where the opportunities are right now, because after more than a decade, that's right, 10 years of historically low and falling rates, that's what we've seen. That tide has turned. And today's market environment, and the one that we're entering into right now, in which interest rates are rising, may be unfamiliar to you. Indeed, many of the fixed income and stock investments and strategies that worked so well for you over the last 10 years may not be working right now and may not work in the future. And that's why I believe investors need a new playbook to help you identify solutions as interest rates start to climb, which they're doing right now. And in this rising rate playbook, I want to provide some insight and strategies to help you. So like I was saying at the top of the hour, you need to go on the defense. It's not a time for offense, time for defense. And some strategies that work traditionally in rising rate environments are the following. Short duration bonds. Now, if you missed the last segment, I talked about what that means. So go back and listen if you missed it. What those can do for you is they can reduce interest rate risk. The counter to that is some interest rate risk will remain. And even if you're in a short term, you still can lose principal. You'll earn lower yields, which won't be too attractive. And you're reducing your credit exposure by doing that as well. Even though it doesn't seem like it or you don't understand that, that's happening. Where else is there opportunity? Floating rate. Floating rate bonds. These virtually eliminate most of the interest rate risk, but they do have lower yields and you do reduce credit exposure. Another area I like. Bank loans. These virtually eliminate interest rate risk. They preserve your credit quality, but you could have some problems when it comes to liquidity. And there always can be structural challenges, you know, with banks. And it's likely these will underperform if interest rates start to come back down again. Where else are there opportunities? Well, I'm seeing some pretty good opportunities right now in fixed annuities. Yep, the bad word. But there's opportunity there. Why? There's some really great rates right now. And depending on which insurance company you pick, you can eliminate most of your market risk when you do that. What's the counter to that? Well, depending on the term you pick, you're limiting your liquidity for the term. Taxes are also deferred, which is not bad if you pay taxes. But when you do take that money out, you will have to pay taxes on it. So don't forget about that. And there could be possibly early withdrawal penalties or taxes if you make a mistake. So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have $100,000 just sitting in the bank right now? Or maybe more? Why are you doing that? Because it feels safe? You want to be able to get to it if you need it? Right now, the world's uncertain. Well, if that's you, then consider the following. Each week, we take a look at the interest rates out there for many of the largest banks and insurance companies in the country. This past week, we saw how if you're 60 years old and you could be receiving income right now of 5.5%. You heard me, 5.5%. Are you earning nothing on your savings right now? Maybe you're taking undue risks in your bond fund and you don't know it. If you're unsure, if you don't know what to do, then it's easy to fix that problem. Pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Stop worrying about your money. Call 866-PROTECT. Now, we have great coffee. In fact, it's Ritual. Do you know what Ritual Coffee is? It's wonderful. We serve it proudly. It's a Bay Area company. We have free parking and, best of all, a friendly staff to greet you when you arrive. Heck, you might even meet me. We're right here in the Bay Area. We're a family-owned company. We are not some international insurance conglomerate. Nope. Family-owned, and it will stay that way. If you'd like to meet virtually, we can do that too. We Zoom. So give us a call right now, 866-PROTECT, and find out how to earn more interest. It's your money. Talk to a member of my team, 866-PROTECT. Now it's time for a quick break, but when I come back, how much can you earn on your short-term money? We'll find out when I come back. It pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You can ask The Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And right now, you really need to be protecting your assets because the Fed just announced open warfare on your bond funds. That's right, bond funds. And they just raised rates on Wednesday, and they said, we're going to keep raising them maybe up to 6 more times this year. And I found that the number one key to protecting yourself to financial success is covering your downside. Do you know that if you had all your savings in Facebook, you'd be down almost 50% right now? So you've got to protect your downside if you want to make sure you have enough in retirement. So how do you control volatility in your retirement? How do you control the amount of income that you'll have each month? Well, you can do that. There's really no reason to live the life of a roller coaster unless you really enjoy that kind of thing. If you want certainty, then you should give us a call, 866-PROTECT, and do the Riskalyze. Well, you'll find out what sort of risk you're taking right now. And that leads me to another question. How much are you earning on your safe money right now, your money that's sitting in the bank? If you have over $100,000 sitting in the bank earning nothing, you are going backwards. And so I'm going to help you right now save that. So before the break, I was talking about rising rates and how that is affecting your bonds, not to mention some other things that are happening globally right now. And so you may be saying, well, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to leave it in the bank. It's safe. I can't lose my principal there and I'm fine. Well, you are losing principal because of inflation. You're actually losing money as the days go by because inflation is eating away at your purchasing power. You may say, well, I don't feel like I want to have any risk with that principal. Well, then you have options, really. Yes, you can go short term. You can go with, say, a 3-year. Right now, there's a 3-year MIGA, they call it, where you can earn 2.65% per year, have your principal insured. It's backed by the claims paying ability of that insurance company. That's paying 2.65% a year, straight and simple. You want more interest? Well, if you can go 5 years, you can get 3.1% right now. And these rates are effective as of now. So if you like this, call. Because rates change, as you know. And that's that. Now, what I'd like you to do now is I want you to breathe in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And picture a day when you don't have to worry about money, taxes, or Russia with love anymore. Picture a day when you're standing on the deck of a luxury liner, looking at the crystal blue Mediterranean out on the horizon, your daughter standing next to you, and she says, thanks, Dad, for making this happen. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things that you've worked so hard to do. Well, it all starts with a conversation. And if you'd like to have that conversation face to face, eye to eye, belly to belly, well, come on in, because I'm waiting to meet you. And this is how you do it. You pick up the phone, you call this number, 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone, dial my team right now, 866-PROTECT. And set up your own personal meeting to find out how to do better, how to earn more. There's so much to know. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all the fabulous producers back there doing all the hard work. Phil, Brett, and Raff. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.